Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again for another episode of The Best Hour. Today we're going to be discussing Lesson 65, and I'm joined this morning with my beautiful wife, Rev. Renee. Good morning.
Good morning.
So good to see you here.
Happy to be here.
So the lesson today is, my only function is the one God gave me. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. My only function is the one God gave me.
The idea for today reaffirms your commitment to salvation. It also reminds you that you have no function other than this. Both of these thoughts are obviously necessary for a total commitment. Salvation cannot be the only purpose you hold while you still cherish others. The full acceptance of salvation as your only function necessarily entails two phases: the recognition of salvation as your function and the relinquishment of all the other goals you have invented for yourself. This is the only way in which you can take your rightful place among the saviors of the world. This is the only way in which you can say and mean, my only function is the one God gave me. This is the only way in which you can find peace of mind.
Today and for a number of days to follow, set aside 10 to 15 minutes for a more sustained practice period in which you try to understand and accept what today's idea really means. It offers you escape from all your perceived difficulties. It places the key to the door of peace, which you've closed upon yourself, in your own hands. It gives you the answer to all the searching you've done since time began.
Try, if possible, to undertake the daily extended practice periods at approximately the same time each day. Try also to determine this time today in advance and then adhere to it as closely as possible.
The purpose of this is to arrange your day so that you have set apart the time for God, as well as for all the trivial purposes and goals you will pursue. This is part of the long-range disciplinary training which your mind needs so that the Holy Spirit can use it consistently for the purpose He shares with you.
For this longer practice period, begin by reviewing the idea for today. Then close your eyes, repeat the idea to yourself once again, and watch your mind carefully to catch whatever thoughts cross it.
At first, make no attempt to concentrate only on thoughts related to the idea for today. Rather, try to uncover each thought that arises which would interfere with it. Note each one as it comes to you with as little involvement or concern as possible, dismissing each one by telling yourself, this thought reflects a goal that is preventing me from accepting my only function.
After a while, interfering thoughts will become harder to find. Try, however, to continue a minute or so longer, attempting to catch a few of the idle thoughts which escaped your attention before. But do not strain or make undue effort in doing this. Then tell yourself, on this clean slate, let my true function be written for me.
You need not use these exact words, but try to get a sense of being willing to have your illusions of purpose be replaced by truth.
Finally, repeat the idea for today once more and devote the rest of the practice period to trying to focus on its importance to you, the relief its acceptance will bring you by resolving your conflicts once and for all, and the extent to which you really want salvation in spite of your own foolish ideas to the contrary.
In the shorter practice periods, which should be undertaken at least once an hour, use this form in applying today's idea. My only function is the one God gave me. I want no other, and I have no other.
Sometimes close your eyes as you practice, and sometimes keep them open and look about you. It is what you see now that will be totally changed when you accept today's idea completely.
My only function is the one God gave me, and so it is. Let's join together again for a brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath now. So it's all beginning to roll up and circle back now as we begin to remember the lessons that came before. That our thoughts are things, our mind is split, our function is to be happy, forgiveness is the key to that happiness. And so forgiveness of the world is our function. And to truly know forgiveness is to join with the Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind, and allow our vision now to be transformed, enhanced, and purified, so that when we see with the body's eyes, we look beyond form, and we allow our mind, our joined with spirit, to let us know the truth of the presence of love and the innocence of our brothers and sisters. The full acceptance of salvation as your only function necessarily entails these two faces, the recognition that salvation is your function, and then letting go of all the other goals. And so as this was being read this morning, and as I was seeing those thoughts already flowing through my mind of the goals I'd already set up for myself for the day, you know, but salvation, my own and my brothers and sisters, through the realization, the self-realization of Christ consciousness, that is my only function, because that is the one God has given me.
Mm-hmm. And so I love the clearing effect that these type of lessons have for us, that when we practice as prescribed, and I am saying prescribed, it is like a prescription, you know, here, take this twice a day, here, you know, here is how you do it. Here are the instructions. And it is very clear. Oftentimes students will think that it isn't, but it is. And so we read through it and we follow the instructions. And I just love the juxtaposition of the statement and then allowing all the ideas that I have invented, that I would place before my only function. And it is... when I practice this, there are those that I could really argue are more important than the function that God has given me. And it's so interesting, because even after, you know, years of study and practice, that there are still those things that would come up to disturb my peace that I want to withhold. And what this lesson also contains these promises that every problem, every source of angst is resolved by doing this practice. It's the way that Brother T and I will often teach. It's keeping the main thing the main thing. And when we practice the lesson in this way, where we take the main thought, my only function is the one God gave me, and then allow everything unlike that thought or all of the things that would capture my attention during that time, it's such a beautiful way to clear out and to let it bubble up and to look at it. And it's like, okay, well, clearly this thought that has bubbled up reflects a goal that is preventing me from accepting my only function. So be really mindful and observant of the thoughts that arise, because those are the thoughts that reflect a goal that is preventing me from accepting my only function. This is a purification process, and it is gentle, it is loving, and at least for myself, what I have found out is that the form may appear to take many different forms, but it is generally pretty much the same. It falls within the same general categories, and, you know, the ego is cunning and baffling, but it really isn't that smart. And it isn't really that inventive. You know, it's like we all have our habitual thought patterns, our habitual ways of being that we think and have invented to believe are more important than the function that God gave us. And if we can remember just how very simple, if my peace is disturbed, I have placed a thought before what God would value for me, before a thought of God. And so throughout the day, you know, just being mindful of when my peace is disturbed, when my happiness is disturbed, what is the thought that is reflecting that I've placed a different goal before my only function? I also love the absolute nature of what it means to be totally committed. To be totally committed is to, yes, commit to the idea, but also to relinquish all other ideas that would fight for prevalence and fight for a position. It's really, this is my function in nothing else. Very absolute. It is, this is the pathway. And this is the pathway. Think about it. If it is absolute, then we're going from a dual and fragmented thought system to one that is singular and whole. And so it may seem like, oh, but you're infringing upon my free will, or you know, I'm not as creative if I only take the function God gave me. No, this is the pathway to your absolute, abundant, diverse creativity. It actually sets you free in order to be that conduit, to be that extension and expression, and all those other little things that seem to get in the way that we cherish so much are the blocks to it. And so really being singular is the key to the freedom and to realizing and knowing that all the little problems that I have invented are truly nothing. My only function is the one that God gave me. And as I clean the slate of all of these other little things that I have invented upon this clean slate, my function, my true function, will be written for me. And isn't that what we truly want? That I want this and no other, nothing other than this. That's it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was getting that. God's always keeping the main thing the main thing. And we could say the voice for God, the Holy Spirit, always keeping the main thing the main thing. We're the ones that are distracted, mm-hmm. you know, with thoughts which are fear-based, because we're kind of thinking about, oh, I need to do this, need to do that. The doer, the maker is the human self.
We've been practicing the art of distraction rather than practicing the art of mastery.
Right.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. I think a beautiful lesson to just remind ourselves throughout the day and not get, and it's okay to do things. This is not an admonition of, oh, you know, you just got to sit in your closet and meditate all day. Because once you connect with spirit, you'll find out you'll be doing lots more.
Right.
Actually, spirit will move you to be mm-hmm. more active, because the movement of that action is the extension of love. Mm-hmm. But we're doing it out of love, mm-hmm. for love, as love, rather than doing things out of fear for scarcity and for lack, because we're afraid what the day or the morrow holds. And we're distracted from just keeping our mind single, as you say, and I love to hear you say, you know, just keep thy eye single mm-hmm. today. I'm just going to be joined with that mind and let that mind then direct my doingness, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as my eye is single, my whole body shall be filled with light. Mm. If you think of body as physical body, my, you know, emotional body, my mental body, my ethereal body. And so through that singularity, we open ourselves up to be the light of the world, which was a couple lessons
yes,
ago.
Which is lesson 60.
Yeah.
You know, I am the light of the world.
Yeah.
And all of these lessons have been being built on that foundation. Mm-hmm. My only function is the one God gave me. And so it is. God bless you, mighty companion. for hanging out with us and participating in our journey together. If you'd like to find out more about what our community is doing, you can find us at truththought.org. And if you'd like to contribute and support our work, you can do that there, or you can go to love.truththought.org and make a contribution. We sincerely appreciate it. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send